The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. I have the lovely and amazing Lacey Tackett, not Lazy Tackett, which I think I said. Her name is actually Lacey Tackett. And I don't know her that well, but from the time we spent, I don't believe she is lazy at all. So please don't sue me, Lacey, for some sort of slander. Lacey, who we believe not to be Lazy Tackett, on the show. She started Executive Clean Team October 2019 in Denver, Colorado. She had the guts to come onto my podcast as a longtime fan, admitting she does residential and commercial. But as a guest of my show, I will be a gentleman and yell at her off air and not on air like she deserves. Lacey, what's going on in your world? Just give us a quick background about how you got in the business and what shaking, and we'll dive into your question.
I used to work for a cleaning company in Denver, and I realized that I had the potential and the self-starting motivation to be able to start my own business. So in October of 19, I quit, and I literally had one customer or client. And from there, I built my clientele, but then COVID happened. Stopped working for 3 months, which was kind of scary, but I enjoyed it because I was able to prioritize what I needed to get done. And then from about September of last year until now, I have grown to about 30 clients. Half of those are Airbnb. I have residential, but from my and commercial, I mean. And then a couple of my clients also have commercial properties. So that's where the commercial comes in, because I do their house. And one has an Airbnb plus an office.
All right. So really quick, Lacey, ask me, what am I really qualified at? Ask me for, I've got a really good marriage, by the way. I don't know if you're married. Let's pretend you are. Ask me for marriage. Tell me you want to pay me for counseling. Because say you're my client for coaching. You're like, hey, help me and my husband.
Mike, help me and my husband with our relationship.
I'm really good at, I'm the best in the world at helping people grow their cleaning company. I ain't the best in the world at cleaning, so I can't do that for you. You okay with that?
Yeah.
Look at that. I didn't light on fire. God didn't strike me with lightning. You don't hate me. We just moved on with our lives. So it is totally right. Okay, guys, gals, for you to have residential commercials if you do, but happen to own businesses and want you to wash their dog, watch their kids, clean their business, do their taxes, and you to go, that's not what I do. So, all right. Right. Soapbox over for now. I'll yell at you later, but that's just for everybody. All right. So beautiful, beautiful kind of catching us up to now. What's going on in your world right this second I can help you, sister?
Right this moment, I am going to be transitioning my business. I want to keep my business in Denver, but I have a great opportunity to move back to the Kansas City, Warrensburg area in Missouri. And I have my schedule almost full, and I haven't even really been cleaning out there. My question is, do I keep all my clients in Denver and figure that out? Because I have a company right now that is helping with cleaning, or do I sell it and move to Missouri and focus all of my energy there? I'm just concerned what to do, because it would be nice to have the residual income from Denver.
So,
but I don't know what to do.
I have thoughts, many a thought. And I promise for all of you just about to tune out going, I'm not selling a business here, moving there. This podcast doesn't apply to me. I promise we will make it work for everybody. So let's start at the beginning, Lacey. And this is definitely, I promise all of you guys, I'm going to catch you here. So many of us, it's fun getting to coach people. Again, in a niche, like we coach you guys to do, all I do is owners of cleaning companies. So we're really good at hearing the same mistakes that people make over and over and over again. And I'm not saying you're making a mistake, but you're headed towards mistake town. I'm like, yay, we can.
I know I am. So that's why I'm here. Yes, yes.
So first and foremost for everybody, it is so important as owners to have a clear picture and vision of what we want out of our lives first. That's the key, lives first. Then and only then, do we start asking questions of how can this business help me create the life that I want? And then and only then do we consider a business, and I'm doing the huge air quotes, opportunity, because a crap ton of business opportunities could be better defined as red herrings or distractions or crap that will cost you years of your life and tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars in lost income and opportunity and headache. So the first thing I'm going to do is let's take the whole business and put it in the garbage just for 1 second. I promise we'll pull it out in a minute, but let's just start with Lacey. Do you personally want to move to Kansas City for things that will make Lacey happy?
Actually, yes. A little background information.
Let me keep going. And if I promise anything more, I'll get it. So the answer is yes. No judgment. Yes. I'm not saying you should or shouldn't. I just want to make sure Lacey's moving to Kansas City for Lacey, not the freaking business.
Right. Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
All right. So, and again, that wasn't as much for you because I thought that was going to be the case. But for any of you guys, like, well, there's a huge opportunity. I just have to do this thing I don't want in my life. For all of you guys that are my clients, anyone that wants to be my client, we only work with people. We only work with humans. So no offense, Lacey, I don't give two craps about your company.
Right.
You, I desperately care about. I want your life to be everything that God made you to be. And if we can help your company fulfill that life, let's do it.
Absolutely.
But if the company's going to hurt you, I'm like, kill that thing. It ain't your baby, right? Like, we treat them like our babies. I would never kill my baby because he displeased me or hurt my life. I would kill my business baby. If my wife today said, baby, I love you. I love growing my cleaning company, but it's really affecting my life and I don't want you to do it anymore. I go, all righty, let's shut it down. That would be that. And she's amazing. She would never do that. So never fear. But I feel that strongly about my kid was sick and needed my time. As much as I love all you guys and I know I can help, but my kid was sick and he needed dad. Y'all can F off. I'm out. I'm going to be with that boy. That's just awesome.
I agree.
Okay. So first and foremost, as long as Lacey's like, Lacey wants to go to Kansas City, period. Now how to sort this thing out. Cool. Second thing is, how clear are you on the goals? So in that life in Kansas City, how, and you don't have to answer this now, but you will have to answer this. What do you want your life to look and feel like? Typically, there's three ways that your life would look and feel. One will require money, right? You might need $5,000 a month to live that life. You might need $25,000 a month to live that life. What I hate is when people are like, I want to make as much money. I want $1 million, $10 million. I'm like, what are you going to spend it on? I don't know. I want to put my kid in school. Okay. That's $2,000 a month. Like, now what? I need a $1 million house. Okay. That's $6,000 a month or whatever, depending on financing. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. And then I want to fly private. Okay. You don't really need to fly private. You just rent a private jet. Say you do that 4 times a year. That's $100,000 a year. Okay. And we get it down to like $200,000 to $300,000 a year. So I get crystal clear on what do you really need money? And it's okay to go. And we talk about this a lot in the Millionaire Mastermind, put it with the pile. So a lot of us get to the point where we're in the put it with the pile place in our lives, where if we take on no clients this month or 100 clients this month, my life can, it's not like, oh, I can afford to buy X. It's like, I don't care. Right. So that moves more into time and impact. So on the money, there's two numbers you need to get. One is minimum to live indoors and have electricity and feed my family and like basic things. I'd like to not be naked, clothing, you know, all that sort of stuff. Not only naked, but warm, like clothed and warm, all those indoors. Yeah. And I'm just making up numbers. That's going to be $5,000. To drive the car that I want, the house that I want, send my kids to school that I want, and give the way I want to give and save the way I want. Now it's $10,000 or whatever. We just want those two numbers. Okay. After that, we'll put it with a pile, right? You know, say it's $20,000. I live in the house I want. I'm wearing the $6 shirt my wife probably bought me at Target or whatever I don't know what this costs, but I promise it wasn't $20.
Yeah.
And some people are into that. Now that's not my wife. She's got nice. She's got those little red bottoms. She's a different.
I've seen the way she dressed.
She ain't wearing a $6 Target shirt. That's right. I love that woman.
I can actually answer like, right now, my busiest.
Well, let me get all three and then we'll get.
Okay,
I probably spent a little too much time on money. So once we get minimum, we got to make sure the money is like, I can live indoors and pay my bills. Then we kind of want to put it with a pile. Once we're with the put it with a pile, we almost don't pay attention to it anymore because it's like, whatever. Second is time. So I personally, if I can make $150,000 a year working 10 hours a week or working 40 hours a week doing something I loved, I would take that over $300,000 a year working 40 hours a week doing something I don't like or I don't feel as helpful. So we got to be clear on what that looks like for us. And that's where I'm in my life, right? There might be a time in your life I can work 50 hours a week. You might be like, I got a husband and kids and that's not for me. I can work 20 hours a week. So doesn't help if we help your financial goals, but you hate your life and your family hates you and you hate them. And like, so we got to make sure we got that. Right. And then third, and this is more once we get to put it with the pile when our time and our money are kind of in our control, contribution, right? Like if you're the reasonable question would be like, well, if you don't care how many clients you serve, why do you waste all your time doing this? Because I really love serving clients. It really turns me on to be able to see Lacey's life get better. Yes. So get clear on all three of those things. Once we're clear on all three of those things, then we can start making decisions based on that criterion. So if, our, just to be clear, if Lacey's like, I want to rule the world and have as much money as I can, well, then you should work 100 hours a week, not just have a business in Denver and in Kansas City, but every city across the world, and screw your family and screw your health. But that's not your goal, right? So that said, give me a 30-second overview of what you're willing to share on kind of your financial goal, your time goal, and your contribution goal.
I would love to be able to make $10,000 a month.
Now, really quick, because I hear a lot of $10,000 a month. Nothing wrong with that. Most of the time, because people have never made more than $5,000 or $6,000 a month. So they feel like, oh, if I had 10 grand, I'd be rich. So hopefully there's, and if there isn't, you know, I'm not trying to hold you out. There's some math going, I won't keep 10 grand. Our partner, doing the huge air quotes here, the government, they're going to want their 30 to 50% and then complain that you don't pay your fair share. And then we're going to take beyond that rent, more mortgage saving, all that. So is that a real number that you actually have math behind, or is it just a round number that feels good? No judging. I just want to make sure you're on the right track.
Let's say round number that feels good. Based off of the last couple months of the summer, I was able to pay a couple people plus myself. Granted, just
hold on. We're making a big line in the sand. I should have been clear. I'm not talking about your company revenue. I've had multi-million dollar companies losing money. And I've had smaller companies making a crap ton of money. All I care about is the money that goes to Lacey and her family.
Yeah, I'm not making that. Barely.
So, again, I love, but I'm not picking on you. You're just doing exactly
what I appreciate
you. So I'm able, the coaching I'm giving you, there's 1,000 people out there going, oh my gosh, I'm glad he's yelling at Lacey, because I'm thinking and feeling the same way.
I'm willing to take it.
And for those of you that aren't watching the video, she's got a beautiful smile and she's really putting up with my nonsense. You're handling yourself with a plum, young lady.
Thank you.
Okay. So anytime we talk about money, it's always our personal profit, right? People get I have $1 million company. Who cares? How much do you make? I don't know. Well, you're probably broke. I'd much rather have a $200,000 company making $100,000 of profit than a $5 million company making $80,000 in profit or losing money. Right. So action item number one, go back and figure out your two numbers. Here's the minimum I need to pay bills, Lacey and her family, not the freaking company. Mm-hmm. And here's the goal. And the goal is not just 10 grand because it sounds like a lot of money. It's here's the house I want to live. This is what the mortgage costs. Here's a car I want to drive. I only pay off cars for cash, but if you want a payment, then that would be in there. Here's what my health insurance costs. Here's what I'd like. Here's a school I'd like to send my kid, whatever. Do the math and then go, here's my real number. Okay. So you don't have to do that now, but that's your homework.
I know $3,500 is what, with the kids, car payment, house, food, all of that.
So then we just got to gross that up to $5,000 or $6,000, right? Because again, our friend, if the government's going to take half your money, because why wouldn't they? Okay. So you've got your bottom number, and I just, spend 5 or 10 minutes making sure it's tight, make your top number. Okay. So if all of you guys are like, Mike, the podcast almost over. He hasn't even answered her question about where she's moving. Here's the key. If you don't have the context of Lacey's the key and her family and the contribution she needs to make, and the business is just a freaking tool. That's it. And as soon as that tool stops doing its job, we throw it in the garbage. We shut it down. We sell it. We don't care. We got to get that right.
Right.
Without a goal. So if your goal is like, I want to make $1 billion. Well, then I'm going to give you some ridiculous coaching because it's a ridiculous goal. For what? To what end? How much are you willing to do? Do you know what that takes and how long it takes? The pain and suffering and relational cost. And you're like, I don't know any of those. It just sounds like a good number. Well, of course. So we want to get realistic numbers. And then we're going to put all of our activities within that box. So once you're clear on, I need $5,000 a month. I'm just making it. You said $3,500. Mm-hmm. I don't know your tax situation, but five is going to be close. If we have a real company, we're lacing on doing cleaning. We know that we make about 20%. So for all y'all out there, whatever your number is for you to make personally, multiply that times five. So if you want to make $5,000 a month, Lacey, you need a $25,000 a month cleaning company.
Yep.
Okay.
That's actually a goal of mine, is to have that. So that's okay.
The key we're doing here is a tied into something, right? Yep. As opposed to just a random, oh my gosh, $25,000 a month in sales and $5,000 a month in profit. Right. That sounds fun. It's a goal. Right.
I want taxes taken care of. I want to be able
to. The difference is I'm saving money. I'm giving to my church. Right. I'm buying my kids they don't have to wear crappy $6, Walmart clothes like my coach does, all that good stuff. Absolutely. Okay. So that's the first thing. Now, and it's funny because we spent most of the podcast laying the foundation. We're going to spend 2 minutes answering your question. So once you know what you want, it should be a lot clearer. And I'm just going to say $5,000 a month, $25,000, $5,000 in net profit, $25,000 a month in sales. With that paradigm, and you can switch it offline if you want, which is the quickest way to get there? You've only got three options. Only do the business in Denver from Kansas City. We've got clients that do that all the time. It's no big deal. Kill the sell the Denver business and start from scratch and go to 25,000.
Right.
Or build them simultaneously. Is it a lot clearer on if my goal is to get to 25,000 with a $5,000 profit, and those are your only three options, is it a little easier to pick which option makes sense?
Yes.
Tell me, which do you like? I won't even fight you. Whatever you think is probably the right answer.
My gut says keep it. I just don't know when I get to Kansas City because I have opportunity and I know I just need to get there. So I think it might boom out there.
Doesn't matter. So I get really nervous with the opportunity. Like a lottery ticket's an opportunity. I get, trust me. And by the way, as we get bigger in business and more revenue, you say no to a crap ton of stuff. I don't say who, I turned down an industry organization. My speaking fee's like 10 grand. I don't know what they want to pay, 7 or 8. I'm like, pass, I don't even have time. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, Mike would have been like, oh my God, yes, I'll do it. And it's not that I'm too good or too whatever. I just know who I'm focused on. And every time, the hours I spent on that, I couldn't spend on Lacey and building my business. So very careful with that when it's just like, so again, there's so much opportunity out there. That goes to, I need to make $1 billion, as much as I can make. I don't want to cap myself. That's not the goal. The goal is to make $5,000 per month, which is the quickest, most reliable way to get there. And it may be, when I hear there's a ton of opportunity, I don't know what that means, right? I would need specifically, here's the exact plan to get to 25,000. And again, let's just do it easy. Say your average client should be about 300, if you're residential, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Should be about 300, maybe 350, but because I'm lazy with math, let's call it 250, right? If you want to be at 25,000, you need 100 clients.
Right.
So we're not looking for it. There's a kind of quote unquote operative. What the heck does that mean?
Right.
Where is it? You said you had 30 clients. Okay. We need 70 clients.
Right.
Is the quickest, easiest route to 70. And again, your math's going to be different because I'm at 250 and you're a little higher, but you see the thought process?
Yeah.
Is your quickest and easiest route to pick up 70 clients to do it in the town that you're already in, even if your body's not physically there, or to do it in this new town where your body physically is, but you don't know anyone and nobody hears you. There's just this general sense of opportunity.
Well,
I don't know what that means.
That is the thing is I lived in Missouri for like 17 years. So I do know a lot of people. And out in Denver, I didn't know anybody. Like all these people are people I had no idea. And I was able to grow that.
So the cool thing is I'm not giving you the answer, but you'll get the answer. I'm giving you the boundary, the box to color in.
Right.
So when you go, there's a ton of opportunity. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
What Lacey needs to answer is the quickest and most secure, stable way to get another 70 clients is X. And you see how, again, I can't answer that for you, but now that we've shifted from should I stay or go or do whatever, I don't even know, there's 1,000 variables, to I have 30 clients, I need 100. The 100 will get me to my first number, which allows me to pay all my bills. And then I can have some freedom to look around for that. The way to get from 5 to 10 grand or 25 a month in revenue to 50 in revenue might be a little different game. But we're not worried about that game yet because we can't play that game. You can't go to 3 for 1. You got to go to 2. Right. So it should be a simpler question to go. I need 70 new clients. Is it easier in the new place, easier in the old place, or easier to somehow try and do both?
Right.
My guess is not both, by the way. We'd have to talk offline.
I
wouldn't fight you on Kansas City and I wouldn't fight you on Denver.
Yep.
Both, I'd probably fight you a little. Not a lot. It's possible, but I'm guessing that ain't right. But do you see how the question is so much simpler and clearer now?
Yes.
So for everybody out there, every time you've got a question, first and foremost, is this the most powerful question I can ask? And is it a complete question?
Mm-hmm.
So which is better, Lacey? Being young or old? It's like, well, there's a lot. There's a lot of thoughts on that, right? Like young as an infant, old as 100, mm-hmm. young as 10, old as 30. Like, what do you mean? Better financially, emotionally, like, it's almost a ridiculous question, right? So you ask a sloppy question, you get a sloppy answer.
Right.
So we spent 20 minutes, 92% of this, tightening up the question. The question was, where do I go? And then the real thing is, what do we want out of life? How would our business supply that? What does that look like specifically with revenue? How many clients would we need? Once we have that, then instead of going, where do we go? Where do I build a business? We go, which is the easiest, most stable way to get 70 clients? And now it's like, That's an answerable question. You don't right. even need me for that part. You really right. just need me to help you get the good question. You already have the answer. You just, you're like, I have a question. I'm like, no, you want help with a question. You'll provide the answer.
Yeah.
All right. We got to
answer this question.
any closing words, Lacey, before we go?
I appreciate everything that Grow My Cleaning Company has done and provided. So I just appreciate all the time that everybody has dedicated.
You're the best, sister. All right. Grow My Cleaning Company, Cleaning Nation. If you were like, I kind of like this, I think I'd like more, maybe more specific coaching on this or that. We've got over 600. I could ask Lindsay. We might have 700 podcasts, by the way. So whatever question you got, as nutballs as it may be, we've done at least one, probably 47 podcasts on it. They're all free. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You can check out the YouTube channel, podcast. There's a free on-demand webinar. That's an excellent place to start. We got a 15,000 member Facebook group, bunch of owners, all sorts of free crap. Grow My Cleaning Company, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.